Good afternoon in a beautiful Detroit day. Tyler is Loftus is our next guest, the executive director of Art Prize. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Tyler, let's start with some housekeeping basics. For those who haven't heard about Art Prize, tell us about it.
Well, Art Prize is a one-of-a-kind experience and very, very much about Michigan. It's about our hospitality, the way that we kind of see and view the world, which creates a different art experience than the traditional other art places in the country. So it's amazing. It's a 2.5-week experience where we open up our city and all the cafes, restaurants, our convention center.
Which is one second, city being Grand Rapids, well, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Focus on the basics, yes.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Yep.
And the city's transformed. So, of course, you're no stranger to Art Prize. You've been on the board for a long time now, stepping into the executive director role. What excites you most about this position?
Well, just the opportunity to not only keep it going into the far future, but to grow it and to sort of raise the flag as high as we can and draw the rest of the country to our amazing state and our amazing city.
Yeah. And it's amazing just how much economic activity is generated by this. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, I think the arts in general are kind of the spearhead to a lot of interesting cultural things, including economic development. But right. Yeah, without the arts, you know, things tend not to be fun and not to be interesting. People don't tend to want to live or interact in those places. So yeah, definitely highly significant. And hopefully it's something we can encourage the rest of the country to get involved in art.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, core to what we do in our store in downtown Detroit is really try to make it a career for most artists and bring a lot of local art to our community. So we could not be more supportive.
Amazing.
So there's been some changes at Art Prize that I think you've talked about publicly. Talk to me about how the upcoming Art Prize will look and feel different under your leadership.
Well, first and foremost, you know, like I said, Art Prize is unprecedented. So we've got a lot of years to look back on. Sure. First thing I want to do is look back on all of the past successes and really honor a lot of the incredible artists that have made it possible and that help it continue. And a lot of those artists are actually from Michigan. So, you know, just really want people to understand that Michigan is special as far as the arts go. And it's an unprecedented sort of view if we don't think of ourselves like that, but just really honor that. And then, you know, next year we think more about attracting the rest of the country. But first and foremost, just really sort of understanding ourselves maybe a touch bit better.
Right. And I think, you know, we're not always great at tooting our own horns, but actually we have a thriving art community. Can you tell us about some of the top artists from here that are really exciting to you? Perhaps yourself included?
I've been in New York half my life. I've got an apartment now in Grand Rapids, split my time, mostly here. But there's really so many. I mean, it's just...
I know, it's like asking to pick amongst your children. It's not fair.
Yeah, correct. Thank you. Correct.
Well, I'd say generally some of what excites me, it was so nice to see in Detroit the recent International Ceramic Show. So we brought in a lot of local ceramicists, which were spectacular.
Wow.
So generally, there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, we're known for music. We all know that. And, you know, a lot of other amazing things, but why not art? So.
Right. Right. One thing I think is really unique about Art Prize, it's not just an event. There's a whole grant component to it. Can you tell us
right. What
does that look like and what are you supporting?
Well, it's just, and again, this speaks to the future. We want to broaden the horizons to include as many different kinds of artists and art experiences as possible. But that's one of them in the early years that they sort of targeted. And it's about bringing other artists in that aren't necessarily concerned about winning the prize. It's just showcasing their work in front of, you know, thousands and thousands of Americans that don't otherwise have access to art like that. So it's been incredibly successful and something we're definitely going to continue, but something we're also going to build on.
Great. And it seems there's a theme here always when Michigan does something really well. It's often or always, I think, a collaboration between a lot of different sectors. What does the collaboration look like behind Art Prize?
Wow, these are good questions. Definitely someone from Michigan asking me these questions. Well, you're so right. And, you know, one of the issues with us is we don't, as you said, toot our own horns. We have all these people doing incredible art things that just don't maybe communicate as much as they should. And for Art Prize, we want to be that connector and just really make sure that people are collaborating a little bit more. And then the powers that be, you know, the corporations or the people that have the money to support kind of see what's happening and kind of create that that cycle. Which exists in other communities. But yeah, like you said, in Michigan, we just have a hard time sort of getting out in front of people and celebrating ourselves sometimes.
Well, we'll get better. We started our show with Hillary Doe, who's definitely making it her mission to tell the story more effectively. So that's important. And I don't think another thing I think people don't realize, Grand Rapids is known as Art City USA.
Well, yes, and we want to lean more into that. I mean, I think it's kind of a new thing, but you know, I mean, why not? I mean, we just have such a thriving music community, and for us, you know, it's, as you know, being from Michigan, it's all about what you do, not your title.
Right.
And I think in places like LA and New York, it's a little bit more about your title sometimes, especially at the beginning. So for us, I think we've got a great place to come see art. So we could definitely be Art City USA. I think a cool, safe place for artists to come and viewers to come and just people to connect.
Well, and I think it's, you know, none of this happens in a silo. So talk about all the development that's happened in Grand Rapids to really support this. I mean, what's been happening in the core downtown is nothing short of spectacular.
There are some really great leaders. And if I'm being honest, you know, I have a lot going on in New York, and New York has been good to me. I've been able to do some fun stuff there and still have a studio in Tribeca. But this place in Michigan in general, it's just such an avant-garde place to show art. And without the community of great people in Grand Rapids really kind of excited and looking forward to it, you know, I wouldn't have put my hat in to be part of this. So you're exactly right. I mean, it takes especially in non-traditional places of art, it definitely takes a whole tribe and a whole community. And, you know, that's really exactly what's happening. If you come here and experience that, I think it's one of the first things you'll feel.
Right.
From the top down.
Well, and you can speak to this in an authentic way. How is it different to be an artist in a city like Grand Rapids versus New York? How does that, like, what are the tangible differences in your day-to-day?
Well, it's interesting because if you haven't experienced New York and LA, I think that sometimes you won't understand or it won't occur to you some of the magic, because people are really genuinely interested and curious about your work. And that's not necessarily going to happen maybe quite as much in some of the other big cities, that things are a little more cordoned off and sectioned off. And so I think it's a place where you can show a lot of interesting, creative, diverse experiences. And because there's so many people looking at it, you'll find someone that reacts to your piece in a way that, you know, you never would have thought. Whereas in the art making bigger traditional cities, there's a certain gallery that has a certain type of work that you already know what you're getting when you walk in. And so it's just not quite as exciting in my mind. So yeah, I mean, I love it. And I love bringing some of that experience to these artists and letting them know too, that this is a really rare and cool experience.
We're going to connect you with Hillary Doe. That's a great pitch that none of us would have thought of, I think. So for people who want to participate an art prize either again or for the first time, what should they be following? Where should they go?
Yeah, follow our socials. The artist registration closes May 28th. So okay. please register.
That's an important date.
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, yeah.
And how do you evaluate who gets to participate?
Well, everyone can sign up. It's the venue chooses their specific artist.
Got it.
So that's an interesting relationship there. Yeah. And then we try to help that process if there is any issues.
Excellent. And I think the other thing that we should talk about, you know, we're so lucky to have so many great educational institutions that train young artists. Talk to us about how you intersect with some of those.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's the idea of not being, and again, right, a traditionally well-oiled art hub, is you really look around to find, you know, all the people that want to collaborate and communicate. And for us, you know, creating a vibrancy of actual art that's getting seen and experienced helps the arts institutes. And of course, they help us with their, you know, helping us, participate with their students and kind of give us a little bit more gravitas than we may not have.
That's terrific. So Tyler, thanks so much for being here. All artists sign up by May 28th, and otherwise we'll see you at the end of September in Grand Rapids.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. We'll be back.